see these religions no longer representing the principles. The religions were carefully altered to permit brigandry, bribery, treason. Because these are the things that got the thing we want. But also they got the thing that will destroy us. So as we start out, let's think of a family. A close family will make a contribution to society that will go on year after year and generation after generation. The children of a good family become the parents of new families. Out of the foundations that we make now from the consequences of tomorrow. If these families composed of individuals will only see each other on rare occasions and spend most of their free time in front of a television, we might as well check the thing off immediately. We are in serious trouble and we're not likely to correct it. But nature steps in at this time and also adds something. Nature gradually makes our mistakes so uncomfortable that we have to do something about them. We just can't stand it. We don't mind hurting other people, but we don't like to be hurt ourselves. And little by little, the fact that we cannot survive our own mistakes must take over. As it takes over, we do not have to look out into the unknown for the answers. The idea that there is no one who knows what to do is purely arbitrary. We all know what to do because we all know what has failed. And we all know that we have tried it. We do know that the only things that can succeed finally are constructive things, not destructive. So out of the past, we have all kinds of families. The families of the Middle Ages, and families of the countryside, and families of the mountains and valleys. We have every race and every color, seeking for comfort, peace, and security. And we have not yet reached the point where we can provide this for them. The leader in a nation, the leading nation in a world, must be leading in the direction of solution, not in the direction of complicating the issues involved. It is our solemn and natural duty, as a leading nation of the earth, to make sure that the earth becomes safe for everyone on it. It is not possible to have a happy world in which a few powerful nations make all the rules. They are only excuse for a powerful nation was the excuse of the Spartans in Greece, in Sparta. The only reason for a strong nation is to provide the necessary rules and laws to make each of the citizens stronger. Any system that weakens the citizens to strengthen the leaders is leading into more trouble. Everywhere we see the trouble. And we realize that in a mysterious way, it is due to this family of ours. This family that has come down to us. We are all one type of life, living on one little ball in space. And this little ball is getting smaller all the time. And our natural resources are dwindling. And we are in constant danger of exterminating ourselves. Now, native, in the animal kingdom, for instance, reproduction and the mating season is limited. And in those kingdoms, nature takes over and protects. We haven't got the wit to do it. We haven't the wit to realize that our overpopulation problem, like many others, is a simple result of the individual having no standards of integrity of his own. He has no realization of right, no understanding of what is proper and what is safe. He just don't know what to do, what now. He wants to do exactly as he pleases, and the devil takes hindmost. Well, it's now as though the devil is catching up with hindmost, and is becoming more and more a real problem in our lives. So it is necessary for us to make necessary changes in order that we can understand these things. I think if we could do what the ancient Hindus did, it might help us a little. We could make a drawing or a diagram of a family. And we would look at that diagram of that family, and we would see all the branches and so forth. I saw in Baroda, in India, once, a wonderful diagram. It was a wall covering about 3 feet wide, 6 feet long. And on it was a strange tree-like design with hundreds and thousands a tiny little marks on them. And these marks were all symbols of tribes, symbols of worlds, symbols of deity, and symbols of the meditational teaching that had come down from the earth. These diagrams made a complete history of life, and proved conclusively to those who were willing to study it that there is not a single accident in the world, that there is nothing wrong with the universal economy. We are only wrong because we destroy it, or break it, or try to escape it. And to take the human body, and imagine the human body, is the 6 billion people here now, or will be here in the near future. These people cannot be simply regarded as coming and going. They are not chattel. They are not merely some more to shoot. They are not more to starve. They are not more to try to sell merchandise to, even though they haven't any money. All these people are our family. They are part of a life with which we are all intimately associated. And whether, regardless of what happened, all of this great group is struggling for something, but it has been deprived very largely of proper incentives because they have made a competitive situation in which that which they strive for is not common enough for them all to have it. It is not common enough for wealth to be so distributed that it can be equally found by all. But wealth has nothing to do with survival. It has only to do with trivia, the facts of reality go deeper. Security, happiness, peace, integrity, these are the things that all nations must live for. But they're getting very bad examples. The so-called leading nations are leading the way into further armament. The great and powerful ones are leading the rest into bankruptcy, with themselves included. All these things are the wrong examples to set to a suffering world. A suffering world sees the luxuries and extravagances of some powerful state, and this in turn soon leads to warfare. All of this is settled down into a new pattern which we all have to find. If you want the body of the human being to be healthy, it must be brought into a state of cooperation among the parts of itself. The body of the individual is one organism. The social body of mankind is one organism. It has to be worked out in such a way that it will ultimately return to that which was its basic pattern, namely family. It is a set example of the simplest unity that we have, and all others are extensions or perversions of this unity. Now, one family means we've got to stop disliking everything that others do. We've got to stop thinking of profane nations. We've got to think of those who have no God and all type of things. We've got to bring religions together in peace and comradeship. We've got to find the good in those we don't understand. But we also have got to watch day and night to make sure that the relations between all human beings, regardless of their beliefs, regardless of their vocation, are essentially honorable. We have an essentially honorable life. We can rebuild the golden age. The Garden of Eden is not so far away. We're messing it up pretty badly. Just imagine that this world now half destroyed as far as its surface earth is concerned, struggling with problems of petroleum, struggling with lack of water, all these things. Could become again the Garden of Eden that it was in the first place, simply by the constructive use of the resources that we possess. Well, if all our efforts to improve were devoted to making things better, instead of making one nation stronger than another, we would get somewhere. But armament and war and these problems lead only gradually and more rapidly to the extinction of a people. So we have to go back to the idea of the mother of mysteries, the great Diana, goddess of the Ephesians, the great mother, the mother of mothers, is the great sense of maternity in deity. The wonderful plan of life is a great maternity. It is a great blessing. The world we live in is a great mother, capable of protecting and bringing peace and security to us. It is forever bringing forth the harvest. It is forever bringing forth the nation. And if we use its gift properly and wisely, it is the mother of infinite security. It is the mother of all things that we need. This motherhood of truth, the motherhood of wisdom, the motherhood of reaching out a hand to those in need. There would be no need for wealth or for poverty, only to work together for the greater glory of truth. We are going to have to fight through this, because this problem will never end until we make truth superior to avarice. It will never end until we accept the reality of the brotherhood of man and the parenthood of the divine. And until we do that, we will continue to struggle in this maze of illusion and sickness. And it is certainly hoped with great, great emphasis and desire that the new century that is coming will bring us a new vision of this particular point. But we have to recognize that we live in a benevolent universe and that we are making the trouble. There is no such a thing as selfishness in the stars. There is no such a thing as hate in the moons. These things are lives of individuals arguing and scraping and scratching for some little privilege that they want. These people have never disciplined themselves, have never done anything worthwhile with their lives, and don't expect to. All they want to do is to be happy for a short time, and then the devil takes the hindmost. This will not work, and it isn't working now. But we can make it become a basis of something in the future. But each one who gives his thought not to himself first, but to the need of all. We can, in a very short time, bring back most of the things we need. We are not broke, but we're getting a little more desperate. We're getting more and more aware that the bottle on which we live is getting little, is getting more empty. But with conservation of resources, the earth will last until we graduate from it if we start to learn a little. This world is a school. We must graduate to get out of it. And if we do not graduate before it is destroyed by our own selfishness, then we'll have to come back in a new pattern of the same thing and do it over again. We are going to have to be honest before we graduate. And we can never get out of this world until we graduate. We can lose the body, but the spirit will be the same. So we have to realize that the great Mother of Mysteries is a wonderful, tender, touching power. Forever dreaming of the good of all, forever nursing the values of existence, forever full of love for its children. But the law says it cannot take the right of that child to grow. The parent cannot suffer for the child, but it can suffer from the child. And in time and in purpose, we will finally come to the conclusion that this earth is a pretty nice place, and that we can take most of the suffering out of it, and out of ourselves, if we will start by keeping the great rules of life, which we will find in the great systems of world philosophy and religion, and add to them the adaptation of modern devices and modern inventions to the great program of human redemption. If we do these things and do them thoroughly, we'll get along pretty well. And then, until then, we've all got to get busy working on ourselves until we make the corrections that are necessary. Thank you.